Let's Bez Hashem Bli Nedar. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Ilui Nishmas Avi Moyer, Rav David Tzvi and Rav Yosef, as well as Chaim Tzvi ben Abraham. Everybody's welcome to finish the last daf and a half in Erevin tomorrow in the shul inside BMW upstairs at 3:15. 3:15 to 4, we'll learn the last daf in person. 4 o'clock, there's Mincha. 4:15, we'll have a Shal Shudas in the tent. Bez Hashem. Here we go. Says the Mishnah on the bottom of Kuf Beis Amud Beis. So the Mishnah is also talking about more Yisurim Durabanan that are okay in the Beis HaMikdash. Koshrin Nima BaMikdash. So let's say the Levi would play a musical instrument with the Karban. Karbanos Adocha Shabbos. So the Mishnah says you are allowed to tie if the musical instrument, the string ripped on Shabbos, of the harps, the kinor that was played together with the karban, so you're allowed to tie it on Shabbos, even though it's an Isser Doraisa. But we hold, this opinion holds, machshirei mitzvah are docha Shabbos. If you could not do them on Erev Shabbos, so this string ripped on Shabbos morning, you need it for the karban. You're allowed to shech the karban on Shabbos, right? You're allowed to shech the karban tamid. So you're also allowed to fix the musical instrument by violating this daraisa, even though that's not the karban itself. It's just machshirei mitzvah. So you're allowed to do that on Shabbos morning. Avaloba medina. But you can't do that outside the Beis HaMikdash. The imbetchila, but if you're talking about tying on the string of the musical instrument in the first place, it didn't break. You could have done it Erev Shabbos, but you decided to do it on Shabbos. That you can't do because you should have done it Erev Shabbos. Kan v'kan also, both in Beis HaMikdash and outside of Beis HaMikdash, they are both aser. Says the Gemara, Reminu, I'll ask you a contradiction from a Braisa. Nimas kinar shenivsaka, if it ripped on Shabbos, the Braisa says, Loaya koshra ela onva. You can't make a kesher, you could only make a bow, which is not a full kesher. So the Mishnah says you're allowed to make a full kesher, and the Braisa says you're not allowed to make a full kesher, you have to make a bow. So the Gemara brings a number of answers to this. Because using the musical instrument is only machshirei mitzvah. It's not the mitzvah itself. So it's a machlokas, lo kasha. Harabanan v'ha Rabbi Eliezer. The braisa that forbids tying and only permits making a bow, aniva, that's Rabbanan. And the mishnah that permits even tying, v'ha Rabbi Eliezer. What's this? Rabbi Eliezer, machshirei mitzvah dochenes haShabbos. Rabbi Eliezer holds that even machshirei mitzvah, even a preparation for the karban, like the playing of the musical instruments, is machshirei mitzvah, it's docha Shabbos. So kosher. So you're allowed to completely tie it. Ulurabban and Amri ain dochin. But the Chachamim say no. An Isser Doraisa is not going to be docha, because they hold machshirei mitzvah are not docha Shabbos. Let's say only a bris milah on Shabbos is docha Shabbos, but to carry the milah knife, Chachamim say, is not docha Shabbos. So they hold, you're not allowed to tie it on Shabbos. So they hold, the Rabbanan Dami ain docha onva. Making a bow on Shabbos is not a problem. So you're allowed to do that. Says the Gemara. E Rabbi Eliezer, if you tell me it's Rabbi Eliezer who says that machshirei mitzvah are docha nes haShabbos, afil lechatchila nami. You can't say the Mishnah's Rabbi Eliezer, because he should hold it should even be permissible to make the string in the first place, not just if it ripped. The Mishnah says if it ripped, you could do it. But he should hold if you hold machshirei mitzvah docha Shabbos, even to tie the string lechatchila should be okay. And he holds, not only, even though you could have done it yesterday, it's still docha Shabbos. So why does the Mishnah aser putting it on lechatchila? So the Gemara says, you're right. You can't say one's Rabbi Eliezer, one's Chachamim. Ella, no, the Mishnah is not Rabbi Eliezer who permits machshirei mitzvah in every case. No. Lo kasha. The steer between the Mishnah and the Braisa really both hold machshirei mitzvah docha Shabbos only if you couldn't do them yesterday. The Mishnah that permits tying, ha Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that making a bow is the same as tying a knot. So therefore, if it's the same thing, you may as well make the stronger knot. V'ha Rabbanan, but the Mishnah that permits only a bow is Rabbanan who say that Kshira is a Malacha Gemura, but tying a bow is permissible, and therefore there's no reason to tie it a knot. If you could tie a bow and accomplish the same thing, so you tie the bow. The Gemara says, wait a second. This answer works in fine for the Braisa, that that those who hold that a bow is mutter will say to tie with a bow. But the Mishnah, you didn't explain anything. You didn't help the Mishnah at all. Because there's only two opinions about machshirei mitzvah. Either it's totally permissible, even if you could have done it Erev Shabbos, or it's totally forbidden. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, so you tell me the Mishnah's Rabbi Yehuda says that tying a bow is the same as tying a knot. Aliba d'man. Who's he going like? Rabbi Yehuda Aliba d'man. E Aliba d'Rabbi Elezer Kamar. If Rabbi Yehuda, who said that a bow is just as bad as a knot, is saying his opinion within Rabbi Elezer, who says that machshirei mitzvah are always doche, even if he could have done that Erev Shabbos, afilu chatchila nami, it should be permissible to put the string up in the beginning. So the Gemara says, you're right. That can't be the answer to the steer between the Mishnah and the Braisa. Ella, no. It doesn't help us to explain the Mishnah's Rabbi Yehuda, who says that a bow is aser. No. What's the answer to the Mishnah and the Braisa? Third option for what's the answer to the contradiction between the Mishnah and the Braisa. Why does the Mishnah say that, you're allowed to tie a knot, and the Braisa says you're only allowed to make a bow? Lo kasha. Harabi Shimon harabana. No. The Braisa who forbids tying it, that's Rabbi Shimon. We'll see in a second. Which Rabbi Shimon? And the Mishnah that says you're allowed to tie it is Rabbanan. Harabi Shimon harabana. Because the Chachamim distinguish between whether or not you could have done it Erev Shabbos and not. Desanya, because he learned in a Braisa. Ben Levi Shenifsika Lo Niba Mechinar. If you have a Ben Levi that his harp, the string ripped on Shabbos of the harp. So what do? Koshra. So Tanakam Chacham say, you're allowed to tie it on Shabbos because this is machshirei mitzvah that are docha Shabbos, and you couldn't have done it yesterday. It broke today. But if you wanted, but this opinion holds, if you want to do it yesterday, but if you want to put on a string in the first place, that you can't do because you could have done it yesterday. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no. Rabbi Shimon says you can't tie it. Onva. Rabbi Shimon holds machshirei mitzvah, not docha at all. You can't tie a knot at all. And this is just machshirei mitzvah, so you have to just tie a bow. That's the second opinion. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, he has a third opinion. Af he ena mashmas es hakol. He says that when the thing splits in the middle and you tie it or you make a bow, the instrument is still not going to be able to be played if you tie it in the middle. It doesn't work. So, number one, it doesn't work, and number two, it's not malacha, so you don't tie it. Ella, what do you do? Mishalshel milamata. You, instead of tying it, it was wound around the bottom. If you know the way a guitar works, or a harp, so the strings get wound around. So you loosen the peg on the bottom to allow more string out of it, then you tie it on the top. Mishal shel milamata, loosen the string, v'korech milamala, and you wind the excess string around on the top. Oh, mishal shel milamala, v'korech milamata. Or you let it out from the top and you tie it on the bottom, because that's the only way that will help the sound. So that's a third answer to the Braisa. V'ibay yisema, or you can give a fourth answer between the Mishnah and Braisa. Hava Rabbanan. both are Rabbanan, who hold that if you could not have done it Erev Shabbos, then you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. But if you could have done it Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. V'lo akashya. Kan be'emtza. The Mishnah that says you're allowed to tie it is talking about where it ripped in the middle. So it's going to need a very, very strong knot. A bow wouldn't work. Kan menatzad. But if it rips on the side, so then you don't need such a strong knot. And a bow would be enough. A fifth answer. Both of them are in the middle. Mar Savar Gazrinan. One opinion says that we're worried if we let you tie it in the middle, you'll come to tie it on the side when you don't need to. Mar Savar Lo Gazrinan. One opinion says no. If it breaks in the middle, we let you tie it. If it's on the side, you're allowed to make a bow, and we're not worried people are going to come to get confused. Fine. That's the end of the situation with the musical instrument. Let's continue. Now we're going to talking about cutting off warts. Just what you woke up on Erev Shabbos for. To know about cutting off warts on Shabbos. Chotchin Yabeles Bamigdash. Let's say you're about to shecht the carbon and you see there is a wart on the animal. Now the wart, you're not allowed to, if it's a mum. So you have to cut the wart off. So in the Beis HaMikdash, you are allowed to cut off the wart. But you have to cut off the wart with your hand. Because if you cut off the wart by hand, you don't violate gozeis midoraisa. Gozeis, shearing something off the animal, only if you do it with a kli do you violate the doraisa. It's the normal way to do it with a knife. So if you do it with your hand, it's a derabanan. Ein shvus b'migdash, you're allowed to cut off the wart with your hand. Avalo b'medina. But you can't do that outside the Beis HaMikdash. It's a derabanan. V'im b'kli, if you do it with a kli, it's an isidoraisa of gozeis. Kan v'kan aser, it's aser in Beis HaMikdash and outside Beis HaMikdash. Ask the Gemara. We're going to have a stira from a Mishnah in Psachim have to do with the Karban Pesach. Uriminu, I'll ask you a contradiction. If the 14th of Nisan falls out on Shabbos, and being Mak of the Karban Pesach is Docha Shabbos, however, here Kivo, if you carry the animal for the Karban Pesach through a Rishos HaRabim, but it's alive, so it's Chai Noseis Atzmo, stolen the Rabbanon, v'hava asim yichutz l'tchom, or you bring it from outside the tchom, which is an issa, the Rabbanon, v'chatich asya belto, and cutting off the wart, ain dochen. You're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, dochen. Rabbi Eliezer says you are allowed to do it on Shabbos. So, wait a second. The Stam Mishnah, the Chachamim say, you're not allowed to cut it off. What do you mean? Ein shvus b'migdash. What happened? Our Mishnah says you are allowed to cut it off. And there is a Mishnah in Psachim that says you're not allowed to cut it off. The Tana Kama asers it. And the Stam Mishnah here is mater it. So the Gemara is going to first offer two answers. Rabbi Lazav, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. They both gave two different answers. We don't know who said what. Chad amar hava habalacha. They're both talking about a moist wart, which is an iser v'lokasha. Kan, our Mishnah that permits it, biyad. Kan b'kli. The Mishnah over there is talking about a kli. And that's why it's usr even in the Migdash. V'chad amar, and the second answer is, hava habiyad. No, they're both talking about by hand, which is only usr abon v'lokasha. Habalacha, if it's moist, it's usr midrabanan. Habi yivesha, if it's dry, so then, it's totally mutter. There's not even an issa drabanan if you do it by hand. And therefore, they permitted it for the carbon, even if you could have done it from yesterday. Asks the Gemara, why did each opinion not like the other answer? Ulamando amar habiyad v'habi kli, that they're both talking about a moist one. One's by hand, one's by kli. My time alo amar habalach habivesha. Why didn't he want to answer? One was talking about a moist one, one is a dry one, and they're both by hand. Amalach, Yevesha afilu b'klin amishari. A dried out one is mutter even to cut it off with a kli. My taima, ifruche ifarcha. When you try to cut off a dried out wart, it's totally considered to be detached from the animal. It crumbles in your hand. So even if you do it b'kli, there's no problem. There's no problem of gozes. So the fact that the Mishnah asks it with a kli must be, it's not talking about a dried out one. They both got to be talking about a moist one. One is biyata, one is b'kli. Ulaman de Amar, according to the other answer, who answered, ha balacha ha biyavesha, one was a moist one, one was a dried out one, but they're both talking about biyad. They're both talking about by hand. Ulaman de Amar ha balacha biyavesha, one was moist, right? The Mishnah, our Mishnah, which permits it, is a dried out one. And the Mishnah Pesachim, which forbids it, is a moist one. And they're both talking about by hand. My time of law, why didn't it answer one was the hand, one was the kli? As on my luck, he'll say to you, Bikli, you need to tell me that Bikli, it's Aser? Hatanan, it's Meforish in our Mishnah. Vim Bikli, Kan Vikan Aser. It's Beferish in our Mishnah, so you didn't need another Mishnah over there to say it. V'idach. So what's the other guy gonna respond to this? Hadaktani Hasam, the reason why it had to repeat the halach over there, Mishim de Kabaya Fluge, Rabbi Elazar Rabbanan. The Gemara wanted to include the machlokas, Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanan over there. That's why it had to repeat the din. V'idach. So how come the first opinion who distinguished between Lach and Yevesha, why didn't he like that answer? No. You wanted to bring it for the Machlokas of Elazar Rabbanan. There's another reason why it doesn't make sense to say it's Bekli. Dum yadar kavasa v'avasa michutz l'tchom k'tani d'Rabbanan. But I have another reason you can't say that Mishnah Pesachim is talking Bekli. Because look at the other cases quoted over there. You're allowed to carry it when it's alive, it's d'Rabbanan, and bring it from outside the tchum is d'Rabbanan. So it makes sense to say it's talking biyada, not bekli, because if it's bekli, that's going to be an issa doraisa. So it's not alike the other isurim quoted there. V'idach, and the other opinion that said no, it was talking about bekli, which is an issa doraisa. He says the other isurim in the Mishnah also doraisa. Her kivo delo k'Rabbi Nosson amar chai no seis atzmo. Maybe that Mishnah is going against Rabbi Nosson, who says chai no seis atzmo, that a live animal, carrying a live animal on Shabbos only this through Rabbanan, because Chai is no se es atzmo. The animal is considered to carry itself, right? There is a halacha that carrying something live is not an issa d'oraisa. Carrying a human being or carrying an animal live is only an issa d'Rabbanan because we have this principle Chai no se es atzmo. No, maybe the Mishnah denies that principle of Chai no se es atzmo, and the tchum and v'hava also michutz l'tchum. Kirabi Akiva, the Amri Tchum and Doraisa. Right? Rabbi Akiva's famous shita that holds Tchum is Doraisa. But the Gemara still doesn't accept this, that the Mishnah in Pesachim is talking about Isurim Doraisa. What do you mean? It's not true. Maser Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef is going to argue on this. He's going to bring a question against the first opinion that said the Mishnah in Pesachim is talking about Isur Doraisa, that it was a moist. It was a moist yabelas. It was a moist warp bikli. Because the end of that Mishnah Pesachim quotes Rabbi Elazar. Amar Rabbi Elazar, kal v'chomer. I can bring you a kal v'chomer that you are allowed to carry the seh on Shabbos and carry it in a rishus harabim, and you could bring it michutz l'tchum, and the yabelas and the wart are all docha Shabbos. I'll prove to you, Chachamim, that you're wrong, right? The Tanakhama said it was Aser, and Rabbi Elazar said it was Mutter. U'mashchita she'im yishem malacha dochas ha-Shabbos. Shechting the carbon Pesach was certainly this so you're allowed to do. Elu she'im yishem shvus. See, it's black on white. Rabbi Elazar says, you see, it's the Rabbanon. Ain't no din she yidchus a Shabbos. So obviously, if an Issa d'Oraisa is Docha Shabbos, Kavachomer Amalad is the Rabbanan. So you see clearly, black on white, that the Mishnah there is talking about cutting off a wart that's only Issa d'Rabbanan. So it can't be talking about a moist one b'kli. So it's against the first answer. Okay, fine. The Gemara rejected the first answer. So now the Gemara brings a third answer to answer the stira between the Mishnah over here in Irvin and the Mishnah in Pesachim. Again, the Mishnah here in Irvin says it's mutter to cut off a wart, and the Mishnah in Pesachim Tanakama says it's usher to cut off a wart. Elam Rav Yosef.
Didn't we say that the mitzvah saseh is not? We don't apply the concept of the mitzvah saseh dove lo saseh when it comes to the mikdash. That was Rabbi Leibowitz's part that the Rabbeinu gave a few days back.
And you asked me that a few days ago, and I gave you the same answer a few days ago. You're allowed to shech the carbon. You're allowed to shech the carbon talmud in Beis Hamikdash, right on Shabbos. It's lo nemar. The isurim of karbanos, with the fact that the Torah says you have to bring karbanos on Shabbos, obviously you're allowed to shech the karban on Shabbos. It's not a say docha lo saseh. The lo saseh was never said. There is no lo saseh. Why you're allowed to give a baby a bris meal on Shabbos?
Rabbeinu, I understand, but isn't the Gemara now by Korban Pesach applying aseh docha lo saseh?
No, I don't think so. No, the Torah says you bring a Korban Pesach. It's the same as bringing Korban Tamid on Shabbos. You're allowed to bring Korban Pesach on Shabbos. It's not aseh docha lo saseh. It was never said. You have to bring the Korban Pesach on the 14th. It's one of the Korbanos days, like bringing the Korban Musaf, the Korban Tamid. Right. You're allowed to bring all the Korbanos. I don't think it's aseh docha lo saseh. I don't think so. Anyway, what are you saying? Because Ein Shavus B'Migdash, you're saying?
Not because Ein Shavus B'Migdash. I'm just saying, no, not Ein Shavus B'Migdash, because that's the Rabbanan. I'm talking simply, it's the mitzvah, I say, of bringing Korban Pesach, Doche, either taking the ward off of the Korban prior to shechting the Korban. Are we applying the concept, I say, Doche Los, I say, here in the Migdash, or are we not applying it? That was our question. Do we play the concept of Aseh Docha Lo Saseh in the Migdash?
Because Yira is greater than Ava.
Because Yira is greater than
Ava. Yeah.
Back then, but it looks like we are applying the concept of Aseh Docha Lo Saseh here.
Right, so I think I said to you, this is not Aseh Docha Lo Saseh. It's not Aseh Docha Lo Saseh. I don't think so. I have to think about that. I don't know. I don't think it's Aseh Docha Lo Saseh. I don't know. Okay. We have to think about that. Okay. So, El Amar Rav Yosef. So, a third answer. El Amar Rav Yosef. So, we reject one of the two answers from before. El Amar Rav Yosef. Hava ha biyad. They're both talking about by hand. And that's why our Mishnah says it's okay. Ein Shavus B'Migdash. So, why does the Mishnah in Pesachim forbid it? Ushvus Migdash B'Migdash Hitiru. Our Mishnah is talking about a carbon brought in Beis HaMikdash. But the Mishnah Carbon Pesach, where was the animal? It was in your house. Yes, it's for the purpose of a carbon, but the animal's in your house. Shvuz de Migdash b'medina lo itiru. The Carbon Pesach every person had in their own home, so you're not allowed to cut off the abelas in your house because ain't shvuz b'migdash. Even though this was used for a carbon, but since it was in your house, you're not allowed to cut it off. That's the answer. Now, the Gemara says, really? Yosef Abai v'kama lo shmeitza. So Abai sat and he taught this teaching that Ein Shavus B'Migdash only applies to Karbanos in Beis HaMikdash, but not in your house, not on the Karban Pesach, which was sitting in your house. Esri Rav Safra l'Abai, or Safra asked against Abai. We learned a Mishnah early on in Tzadi Vav. This is a funny, funny kasha. Hayakari b'sefer, not funny, it's very, very beautiful. Hayakari b'sefer ala eskupa. You're reading from a sefer on your front stoop. V'niskagal ha-sefer miyado, and it rolls, the parchment rolls out of your hand into Rishus HaRabim. And the other part is still in your hand. Golo etzlo. You're allowed to roll it to you because it's a bizayon to the sefer. It shouldn't be shlucht in Rishus HaRabim. And there's no problem. Says the Gemara, the rabbis weren't worried. Maybe you'll carry it from the Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYachid. Ask the Gemara, v'ha hacha, but over here, d'shvus the Migdash b'Medino. We're talking about Kisvei Kodesh, which just like we say Ein Shvus b'Migdash, we say we are lenient under Rabbanans when it comes to Kisvei Kodesh. But it's outside the Beis HaMikdash. V'lo gazrina dilmanaf v'asila suyeh, and we're not worried, maybe you're going to come to do the Isser. So you see, Shvus b'Migdash is mutter even outside Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, no. V'lo kimna b'skuba karmelis. We're talking about an skuba that's a karmelis. Rishus harab moveres l'fanad. The kaven, the iguda b'yado, since it's still in your hand. I feel a shvus nami leka. It's not even an Isser d'Rabbanan. It's still in your hand. And even if the whole thing would fall into Rishus harabim, bringing it to the skuba would only be an Isser d'Rabbanan. And now that it's in your hand, it's not even an Isser d'Rabbanan. So that's why they permitted it over there. But really, if there would be an Isser d'Rabbanan, it would not be permitted. B'Medina. Second kasha. Eisvei. Mishal shen is ha-pesach l'tanur im chashecha. You're allowed to put the Karban Pesach in the oven on Erev Shabbos. When Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. I'm sorry. If Erev Pesach falls out on Friday, so you put it into the oven before dark, and it's going to cook on Shabbos. Usually, you're not allowed to put something into the fire right before Shabbos, and it's going to cook on Shabbos. I v'hacha d'shvus d'migdash b'medina. Here, you're cooking it outside the Beis HaMikdash, and we're allowing it. It's a shvus d'migdash outside the Beis HaMikdash. Even though roasting the Karban Pesach is tzorech mikdash, but it's, you did this in Yerushalayim. It's outside Beis HaMikdash. V'lo gazrina, we're not worried. Shami yichad d'begachalim. Maybe, right, you're not allowed to put food up Erev Shabbos. We're afraid maybe you'll stoke the coals. So you see, a shvus and migdash for the Karban Pesach is mutter even outside Beis HaMikdash. Ishtik, he was quiet. Ki asa l'kamei d'Rav Yosef, when he came in front of Rav Yosef, Amalei, Abai said to Rav Yosef, Hachi amali Rav Safra. Rav Safra asked me this kash, I couldn't give him an answer. Amalei, Rav Yosef, the Rebbe said to him, my time alot to shanalei, why didn't you answer him? That no, that roasting the Karban Pesach is different. B'nei Chabura's reason, heim, that since they're coming together to eat from the Karban Pesach, they're going to be very careful. So therefore, we don't decree Yisurim D'Rabbanan. And therefore, just like Ein Shvus B'Migdash is because Kohanim's reason, heim, so too, if you're coming to eat the Karban Pesach, the B'nei Chabura are going to be careful. We're not worried they're going to stoke the coals of the fire. But everywhere else, maybe we do not permit Shvus B'Migdash outside Beis HaMikdash. Va'abaye, why didn't Abaye like this answer? Kohanim's reason, hein amrinan. Yeah, we say Kohanim's reason, hein, but B'nei Chabura's reason, hein lo amrinan. We don't say that the people come to eat the Karban Pesach, that they're going to be Zaris. The Gemara brings a fourth answer to answer the question from our Mishnah in Erev into Pesachim. Rava Amar, really they're both talking about a moist one, and it's by hand. Rabbi Lezer the Mishnah that permits it, our Mishnah permits it. Rabbi Lezer, the Amar, Machshirei Mitzvah Dochenes HaShabbos. So Rabbi Lezer says that even Machshirei Mitzvah. So why is it Aser V'Bekli? Moder Rabbi Lezer, Dekamet Efshilu Shinui Mishaninan. Rabbi Lezer admits if you could have done it by hand, even though he really permits it B'Kli too, but if you could have done it by hand, you do that, you do it by hand. Says the Gemara, so we don't permit it B'Kli. Says the Gemara, Mayi, where do we find Rabbi Lezer's Shita? And whatever Shita you could do, you do it. Desani, l'tin abraisa. Kohen sh'ol sabo yabeles. A Kohen who gets a wart on his body, and he's a balmum. Chaveiro chotkalo b'shinav. His friend can rip the wart off his body with his teeth to allow him to do the avoda. B'shinav in, B'kli lo, only with his teeth he can do it, not B'kli. Chaveiro in, his friend can do it, Iu lo, but he can't do it. So, you see, even though Rabbi Lezer permits Machshirei Mitzvah, but the biggest shino you could do, you do it. Says the Gemara, money. Who is this brisa going like? Ilema Rabbanon. If you tell me it's Chachamim who hold that Machshir Mitzvah ain't a Dochen Shabbos. Ube Migdash. Since it's for the Avoda, they permitted it in the Migdash. That's a question. Kevan Da'ami Rabbanon Ba'alma. Since the Chachamim usually hold the Maseches Shabbos. Mishum Shvus. It's only Nisa Drabanon. Hacha Malihu Mali Chavero. What's the difference if he does it or his friend does it? It's only a Drabanon. Why is it only permissible for a friend? El Alav, Rabbi Lezer, D'Amar Ba'alma. This must be Rabbi Lezer. Usually says, by Gozes, Chayev Chatos. Normally holds that you're Chayev Chatos. The Hacha, Afal Gav de Machshir Mitzvah Dochnas HaShabbos, Kamed de Efsher, Lishnui Mishaninon. And here, normally, even though he holds Machshir Mitzvah Dochnas HaShabbos, even by Malacha Doraisa, he still holds. As much as you can do a difference, if you could do it in with a Shinui, to prevent the doing of Malacha Doraisa, you Mishana. So this is a source for what Rava said before. The Rabbi Leza says that you're only allowed to violate an Issa Doraisa if it's impossible to be Mishana. Says the Gemara, no. Lo. La'olam Rabbi Leza really holds. Really, if you could do them with a Shinoi, you can even do an Issa Doraisa. And really, the Kohen himself could have cut off his wart even with a kli. But here it's a technical problem. The reason that Brisa doesn't permit it, only your friend with Yeshinov, La'olam Rabbanan. Really, it's Rabbanan. E also bekreso. And if the wart was on his stomach, that he could have done it by himself, hachanami. Maybe we would have told him to do it himself. But hachab mayaskina and the Brisa, no, I could go on sha'osalon neshicha begabo. No, the wart happened on his back, uva atzila yadav, or in his underarms. The reason his friend had to do it is because he couldn't have done it himself. Says the Gemara, V'i Rabbanan, if you tell me this Mishnah, this Braisa is Chachamim, and that's why we didn't permit taking it off B'kli, because it's an Issa D'Oraisa. So, V'i Rabbanan, Nishakli Niele Biyad. Why do you have to take it off with your teeth? It should have taught us that his friend could have taken the Abelis even with his hand. Because even taking it off with her hand is an Issa D'Rabbanan, the same as with your teeth. There's no distinction. V'tifsho to Rabbi Elazar. And we should be able to explain based on this Rabbi Elazar's halacha. Dama Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says in Masechta Shabbos, Machlokes, the whole Machlokes, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbanan, about a guy who takes it off with his teeth. Biyad. Avol b'kli, divrei akol chayev. But if you take it off with a kli, everyone would agree with your chayev. Mara says, you can't say that way, v'l'tameich. But even according to what you're saying, that it's Rabbi Elazar, l'Rabbi Elazar nami, lishkele niele biyad. According to Rabbi Elazar, you should be able to take it off by hand. Says the Gemara, you can't say that way. Hi, my. Yamis b'shlama Rabbi Elazar. If you say the Bryce is going like Rabbi Elazar, who permits even Isurim Doraisa for Machshirei Mitzvah, but he says you should change it as much as you possibly can. Hainu degozar yad atu kli. That's why he forbade taking it off by hand, because he's afraid maybe you'll come to take it off with a kli. Ela I amas rabbanani. If you say that the brice is going like chachamim, and the heter of taking off the abelis is because ein isurei shvus no hagen b'migdash, and by a kli it's usher to cut it off because it's an issa d'oraisa. No, nishkele niele biyad. We should permit him to take it even off by hand. Why they only permit it with the teeth? From the fact that we only permitted it but with the teeth, must be that this price is Rabbi Eliezer. And we can learn from this that in a place that you can do a shinoi, so we only permit you to do it in the least possible way, in the most possible shinui. Vesulo mide, the Gemara says, you cannot answer on this proof anymore. So you have to say that it's Rabbi Eliezer, who is normally goes a yad atu kli, and that's why we only permitted you in this case to do it with your teeth. Okay, let's try to say a little bit more over here. Should I go a little bit more? Maybe we'll save all this for the. See how much time I have. Okay, let's try a little bit more. Kohen shelaka be'etzba'o, new Mishnah. A Kohen who has a wound on his finger, korech alea gemi b'migdash. You are allowed to put like a reed, like a band-aid, just a reed in the migdash, even though it's refuah. And you're not allowed to do refuah on Shabbos. But since he needed to do this for the avoda, because it's not derech eretz that he should do the avoda while he has a wound on him, so it's an issur d'rabbanan. So ein shvus b'migdash, aval lo b'medina. Ve'im lahotzi dam, but if he did it because he wants to draw blood, that's an issur d'oraisa. Kan v'kan also. It's not the tzorach la'avoda and it's an issur d'oraisa, so then it's going to be usher both in Beis HaMikdash and outside Beis HaMikdash. So now we're going to talk about a chatzitza and a chatzitza on the hand of the Kohen in the Kli Sharis and a chatzitza between the Kohen and the Begadim. And there's going to be three halachas now. One chatzitza between the finger and the Kli. One chatzitza between the body and the begadim, and the din of a kohen who wears extra begadim. So we learned in our Mishnah that the kohen is allowed to put a band-aid on, a reed. So the question is it only permissible to put a reed on or even a begad? I'm going to read the Braid of Rabbi Chia. Lo shanu elagemi. You're only allowed to put a reed, which is not a begad. Aval tziltzel katan, but a small belt on top of it, have a yiter begadim. That would be wearing too many begadim. A kohen who owes ovid in Beis HaMikdash, when he has more than the four begadim, is you're not allowed to work. Even during the week, you can't do that. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, lo amar yiter begadim, ela b'makom begadim. No, yiter begadim is only on a place of your body where you normally wear begadim. But on your finger, which is not a place that you normally wear begadim at all, it's not a problem to wear an extra begad on your finger. Lo have yuta begadim. So it's permissible to put even a belt on there. Ask the Gemara, wait a second, forget about yuta begadim. If you're going to put that on your finger, how are you going to do avoda? It's going to be a chatzitza. It's going to be a break between your hand and the kli shares. Answers the Gemara, b'smol, we're talking about it's on your left hand. Inami, b'yamin, v'shelo b'makom avoda. On your right hand, but in a place of your finger that you're not going to touch the kli sharis. Upliga de Rava, this argues on Rava, d'amar Rava, amar Rav Chizda, b'makom begadim afilu nima achas chotzetes. If it's in a place where the big day kahuna is supposed to be, even one hair is a chatzitza between the big day kuna and your basar. Shelo b'makom begadim. If it's not in the place of begadim, shalosh al shalosh. If it's 3x3, chotzitzotz. So that's yitu begadim. Even shelo b'makom begadim. Pachos mishalosh al shalosh enum chotzitzotz. But if it's less than 3x3, it's not a significant begad. Ad Rabbi Yochanan vaday pliga. So this statement, Rabbi Yochanan said that it's only b'makom begadim, even if it's shel vaday pliga. Clearly, Rava argues because Rava holds if it's shalosh al shalosh, it's even shelo b'makom begadim. Ad Rabbi Yehuda b'Rei Rabbi Chia mi name a pliga. However, does Rava argue on Rabbi Yehuda b'Rei Rabbi Chia who said that a small belt passels even less than 3x3? Says the Gemara, no. Shani tzilzal katan dechashiv. No, he doesn't argue. because maybe they both agree that a small belt is considered to be chashuv, even if it's not 3x3, a belt is chashuv. Lishnach Rina, Amri, some say it slightly differently. Amri the Brid Rav Chiya, lo shanu elagemi. It's only permissible with a reed. Aval tzilzil katan chotzeitz. But if it's a small belt, that is a chatzitza. It's yiter begadim. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's not a problem. It's not shalosh al shalosh. Lo amru chatzitza bepachas mishalosh al shalosh el b'makom begadim. If it's b'makom begadim, then it's a chatzitza. Aval shelo b'makom begadim. But if it's not b'makom begadim, shalosh al shalosh chotzitza. So it's only if it's 3x3. But a belt, pachas mishalosh al shalosh, ain chotzitza, says Gemara. V'hainu derava amar Rav Chista. And that's the same, this is the same shita, like we said before, of Rav Amar Rav Chista, that if it's b'makom begadim, even a little hair would be chotzeitz. But the shelo b'makom begadim, if it's shalosh al shalosh, it's a problem. But if it's not shalosh al shalosh, it's not pasul. Ah, lema pliga de Rav Yehuda b'rei de Rav Chiya. Says the Gemara, no, like we said before, shani tzilzel katan de chashiv, a small belt is considered to be chashiv. Ask the Gemara, ula Rabbi Yochanan, who permits you to tie onto your finger a belt, ada ashmiina nami. If he explained that a gemi is mutter, lishmina tzilzel katan, why didn't he tell me a bigger chiddush? That not only am I allowed to, why did the Mishnah only say you're allowed to put a gemi? Why didn't it say you're allowed to put even a little belt on your wound? Mil sagavur kamashulon degemi masi. No, he's just teaching you a chiddush that a reed also can heal the thing. But you're right. You're also allowed to put a small belt on it as well. Okay, gentlemen, we will stop here. Bez Hashem, tomorrow afternoon, 3:15 in the shul, we will, Bez Hashem, with Siyata Shemaya, complete Maseches Erevin. Have a great Shabbos. We'll see everybody tomorrow. And